All right, that was who was that? That was the Pogues upon Jeff's recommendation for St. Patrick's Day, because it's kind of like our St. Patrick's Day show. Because St. Patrick's Day is coming up.
Jeremy, it's my favorite day of the year.
That's what I've heard. So we're gonna do this whole show is all about that, Jeff.
Let's do it.
That's why we waited until Tuesday.
We wait an extra hour
Not
even.
really, wait an extra hour. We love daylight savings time so much that we jump forward twice.
is.
That's how dedicated that we are. Hey everyone, welcome to our radio show with Jeff and Jeremy. It is Tuesday, yes, Tuesday, March 15th, 2011. This is episode 28. I'm Jeremy.
This is Jeff drinking Gatorade. Just got caught drinking Gatorade,
Still
Jeremy.
swallowing.
Oh.
I mean, still drinking your Gatorade. You were sick last week.
I
You were sick
was.
last show, and you're still a little verklempt.
I'm a little verklempt. It was a 10-day prescription, Jeremy, so I'm just at the tail end. Looking forward to getting back to normal tomorrow at midnight, which ironically will start very shortly after, where my drinking will start about 5 hours later.
I was gonna say, right at midnight, do you just
Yeah.
like drink?
I just started.
Like, well, doctor, it's midnight. I can legally drink again.
I will be 6 hours, won't be much past that. Hopefully by 7 in the morning, I will be drinking a Guinness Thursday morning in downtown Cleveland.
Nice.
Nowhere else I'd rather be.
Nowhere else on St. Patrick's Day.
Yep, or any day.
So we got it's an hour later, so it's just a little more adult.
Yeah, I like this.
That's why Jeff and I are sitting here in his bathtub. Pass the soap, Jeff. I
Oh no.
actually wrote that one in there. That's how happy I was about this that little quip that I put it in there. Hey, you can if you're listening to us live, if you go to radioshowonline.com/chatroom, you can jump into the chat room and chat with us and chat with all our friends and other St. Patrick's Day revelers. Also, check out our Facebook page, fan us, facebook.com/radioshowonline. And if you become a fan of us, you might be the Facebook fan of the week. And Jeff, today's Facebook fan of the week, this was a tough call, but this week for our Facebook fan of the week, it's young, skinny Jimmy DeMora.
I see so much promise in that young man, Jeremy.
Oh, man.
Whatever happened to him?
He's got like a really awesome mustache and a really small head and full head of hair.
Looks like he wants to do the right thing in that picture, doesn't it? I don't think it turned out that way. He looks like he's a promising young politician, and
He's wearing like little like latex gloves though, it looks like. So that kind of
yeah, that is a
confuses
little. He's
me.
very sterile.
Yeah, which, you know.
Speaking of latex gloves, have you seen a more devoured wrap than what I'm showing you right now?
Yeah, so Jeff comes in, so I come in and start setting things up as Jeff watches me as usual, as per usual. But he's got this wrap, and you start swearing and cursing because your wrap, which is, it looks very good from Ironwood Cafe in Westlake.
Yes, I drive all the way out to Westlake.
Yeah.
The wraps are so good, Jeremy.
Except this time, not so much.
Not so much onion, Jeremy. My old nemesis, onion. In my haste, I forgot to hold the onion, Jeremy. So I had to pick it apart. So I dumped the basically I dumped the wrap shell out and rewrapped it without onion, and the result
Is what we
not
have
pretty.
before you.
Yeah, not pretty. So I learned my lesson, Jeremy. I've been getting cocky because I've been ordering things less onion so frequently. I had one slip up. I'm like off the onion wagon.
You just assume that people know.
I'm off the onion wagon. Now I got to get back on the wagon.
Yeah.
And I learned my lesson. This ruined my wrap and ruined my evening.
Do they make you sick? I mean, do you have a like, do
When I
you have
bite
a
into an
digest?
onion, I want to vomit.
Well, I don't know who bites into onions, but I mean, a cooked onion, really?
Really, vomit. Projectile.
So you're saying you would like your food with a little less onion, a little less kick, maybe a little more vanilla?
Damn it, it's true. It is true. I can't argue it. Oh.
Oh, well, it's okay. It's okay. Everyone has their quirks. So anyway, we wanted to get in an episode before St. Patrick's Day on Thursday, and there's some college basketball events coming
I
up
know
this
you've been
weekend.
following this.
I
These,
have been. I
Jeremy,
have
has
been.
this been is this, has your March been full of madness?
By the time the show's done, I'm going to figure out what school's going to be in town this weekend for basketball.
We should talk
Plus,
about that.
Gilbert Gottfried, the voice of Aflac, he
Yes.
got fired recently for making tsunami jokes on Twitter. Now, the question that everyone is asking is, will we repeat them on today's show? They don't know. You'll have to stay tuned to find out. It depends how much of this Conway's Irish Ale I finish before the end of the show. Jeff celebrating with Gatorade. Green Gatorade,
green.
Though.
I'm trying That's to get the spirit.
That's appropriate.
Yep.
Conway's Irish Ale. You think you're going to be okay, though, for St. Patrick's Day?
I'm planning on it. I'm ready to go. I'm Guinness early in the morning, Jeremy. So I'm starting out.
All right. Well, before we get to all that.
Yes, yes.
Let's talk about ourselves and our weekends. So on Friday, you know, for my brother's birthday was back in February, way back in February. And I got him a gift certificate to Braza. And I said, hey, if you need anyone to go to Braza with you, I will happily accompany you to Braza. Yeah. Have you been to Braza?
No, I've not. Never been.
It's awesome. So it's no onions. You don't have to get things with onions.
Okay.
If you choose. Right at West 9th and St. Clair in the ground floor of Bridgeview. It's basically like a meat buffet where you sit. It's a Brazilian steakhouse. You sit at your table and they come by with skewers of 14 different kinds of meat. And you have like a little, it's like a little card on your table and you flip it over for green. And when you flip it over, they stop by. It's, oh, would you like some of this meat? Would you like some pork shank? And you say, yes, I would love some. And they carve it off right there. And you have like little special meat tongs that you grab it with. Awesome salad bar. They have like mussels and shrimp and all sorts of awesome things at the salad bar as well. But it's just the kind of thing you go there. It's not that expensive. It's $35 a person, all you can eat,
and
it's like good quality meat. It's not like going to, you know, Golden Corral on Salisbury Steak Night.
Right. You're saying that's not as fun.
I'm saying, was that where you went on Friday?
That's where I was.
I didn't read ahead. There's just note Golden Corral. Sorry to trump you on that. After that, we went to Metro because we got talking about whiskeys. I think you and I were talking about whiskeys the last show. And so my brother and I, whose name, ironically, also Jeff.
Yes, good man.
We were talking about whiskeys as well as Braza. We're like, oh, we're going to go to Metro and had some Manhattans there, which he had never had before because he's 13 years old and has never had a Manhattan before. So that was a good time. What about you, Friday?
Friday, I was all about this college basketball you spoke of earlier. Mm. I was down at our
MAC tournament.
The MAC, the Mid-American Conference, had their tournament in Cleveland, as they always do. I was there Friday night for the doubleheader. One ticket gets you into two games. I got to watch Akron win and Kent State win as well. So it was a good doubleheader basketball Friday night. With Cleveland State gone, I really was looking to get my fix elsewhere. So that was fun. You know, decent crowd, but people come in from Kent, obviously, in Akron. That's a quick drive. There were some people from Western Michigan in there. So, all in all, I'm so glad the MAC has it here. It's so great for the city when these 10 teams come in with their fans and their coaches and all the people to stay in the town, go out in the town. So always try and support the MAC tournament. But it was a lot of fun Friday night.
I participated in some sporting events as well, Jeff.
I don't believe it.
Last show we mentioned the Burning River Roller Girls being in town. So the Burning River Roller Girls is a league, and there's – It's a local league, and then there's different local teams within the league is how this works. And have you ever watched a roller derby tournament?
No.
It used to be bigger. Like on 30 years ago on TV, they used to actually show these, and it was a big deal.
Oh.
But they have very provocative names like the Hell Bombers and the names aren't important, Jeff. I forgot to write those down. But anyway, so it's, you know, chicks on roller skates, knocking into each other. It's a good time.
Yeah, I'm in.
It was at CSU. It was at the Wolstein Center. You know, you go in and get some good deals on beers. Still kind of pricey, but less than prices for beers at the queue. Family-friendly event. So
now there was talk about perhaps sneaking in some alcohol.
Yes, sure. There was talk about that, and we actually questioned you to see how tight the security there.
I gave two thumbs up. Go for it.
You said go for it. We didn't. I think it was just because I don't know. Yeah. We just
did
weren't.
Did you feel
into
like
it.
You could have though if you wanted to?
They do check women's purses, but I was not inspected.
Yeah.
So
flask can easily go in a pocket.
Yes, they did not have to. It wasn't like the TSA feeling down your waistband or anything.
No
like
body
that.
Scans.
No body scans. Full cavity search. On full cavity search Fridays, that's when they do it. But that costs extra. No, it was good. I think you could sneak in a flask or something if you want.
I'm very confident.
But after that, went to Lava Lounge right here in Tremont.
Oh, yes.
Did you go there much?
I do go there occasionally. Did you go upstairs by any chance? I like the upstairs.
We were downstairs.
Okay.
We were downstairs.
It's a great bar, though. Great food, great spots. Very unique. That's interesting you went there. It's a unique place to go. It's not on the main strip, but it's just a great bar.
Yeah, really good. also saw this weekend the movie Cedar Rapids, which is a, it's kind of like an independent, it is an independent flick, meaning it's not backed by a major studio, it's not multi-million dollars, but still an awesome movie with a great cast, Ed Helms, who you probably know from The Office these days, and John C. Reilly. John C. Reilly's character was hilarious, but basically Ed Helms plays an insurance salesman from a small town who's kind of, I guess, exposed to some aspects of the big city, or for him, the big city is Cedar Rapids,
okay.
Which, so he's from a place even smaller than Cedar Rapids, but really funny movie, saw it over at the Cedar Lee in Cleveland Heights, good time, and since we were right there, went to Melt Bar and Grilled in Cleveland Heights, which I had never been to. Been to the Lakewood one, but never to the Cleveland Heights one. I felt it was a little, and maybe I was just being biased for like the home, my hometown, the original Melt. But I felt it was a little more suburban. It was like bigger. It was, you know, because it was more planned and more laid out. So it kind of didn't have that edge. The food was still good.
Yeah, but not that uniqueness of Lakewood, maybe?
Yeah, you know, maybe it's just like it's been done before. Now I guess they're opening one in Independence.
Oh, wow.
They're taking over where the Winking Lizard in Independence used to be, right there on Rockside in the plaza, that's in the corner. Yeah, I guess that's going to become a new Melt.
Oh, wow. That's a big space.
Yeah, it is really big there.
Wow.
So, anyway, still good. Still good. Still Melt. But, you know, gotta love the original Lakewood.
Yep. While you were doing that, Jeremy, I was at your fiancé's alma mater's Cleveland alumni party, the OU. I call it the St. Pat's Not in the Flats.
That's very creative.
Thank you. I just came up with that.
Yeah, yeah. Can we get t-shirts made?
by Thursday.
Yeah.
So wear them out downtown.
Yeah,
I was down there. I didn't go to OU. I went there for a year, but I went down there with some other people. It's always a great kind of rite of passage. Spring is here. It's always the weekend before Thanksgiving. Those OU Cleveland alumni, Jeremy, they know how to do it, and they do it right.
The weekend before what?
Before St. Patrick's Day.
You said Thanksgiving. Oh! So embarrassing.
That really is a real slip.
You've been drinking too much G2.
But it was down there from like 1 to like 7 at night. It was great. It's just a day. Great afternoon. Hang out with people. They had there was that big ice sculpture when you walk in with OU. And then they've got the OU pictures on the TVs of like campus and Flip Cup going on the stage. Just a huge, big party. Always a huge turnout. But those Cleveland alumni are fantastic. OU is a great place.
You clapped your hands and your screen changed. Did you notice that?
I just... Clap off.
You clapped, and there's a young Jimmy DeMora and a picture of Chris Ty.
It's not doing it.
That's weird. Don't do that. So it's not. It used to be down at McCarthy's in the Flats.
And I've never experienced McCarthy's, but everyone complains that this is not as good as the McCarthy's.
Okay, so that's still the overall.
Very prevalent thought is that it's not the same.
It's the first time I haven't gone. In a few years.
Yeah, I saw you guys there last year, remember?
Yeah, so I don't know. I guess I'm getting old or something. I'm getting married and settling down.
No more, not as much binge drinking?
Not as much binge drinking, except for, you know, the occasional Conway's Irish Ale on a Tuesday night when the girlfriend's home watching her Oprah movies. But that's what I do. I come out and do the radio show. She stays home, watches Oprah movies.
Is that you let loose now?
Yeah, yeah. And then I come home and she mocks the show to my face. That's probably a little more information than our audience wanted to know. But anyway, OU St. Pat's the Flats, good times. And then where'd you go?
My one of my favorite places, Tony's Southside Pizza, which we talked about, which is that bizarre place across from Lolita in Tremont.
This is the second time you've gone.
First time was very, really a rattling experience. I walked in, was very flustered, expecting to see a dive bar maybe. I walked in, it was a very high-end almost like about a tango room type of setting when I walked in. I was underdressed, very small bar. I walked in, everyone turned around and looked at me. I looked at them, and then I walked out.
Oh, you didn't even eat last night?
The first time.
Oh, wait, I didn't know. I didn't put that together. So you just walked in and walked out.
Yeah, walked in, walked out.
Now, okay, this time
I was ready. And there were people there that I knew. So I knew that people wouldn't walk in and look at me. Some of them would know me at least. So I had a place to go when I walked in.
Still look at you oddly. But at
yeah,
least,
oh, yeah. Well, that's usually par, of course. But I did see my friends. I walked in. I went to the back immediately with my friends and gathered in my surroundings and felt much more comfortable there. I think I just was there on a bad night that last time. But it's a great bar. They've got small dish pizzas they serve. So there actually isn't a Tony Southside pizza. They actually do have pizzas. But just a very small – it's like a smaller Velvet Tango room. Higher end, everything's very nice. Just a very cool setting, very small, intimate bar, but a great, unique place in Tremont that people don't know about, which I like.
So, is it $15 drinks like Velvet Tango Room?
Well, I wasn't really drinking just because of my situation, but I think it's very. They said beers and liquor. I thought they were only liquor before. I made some judgments based on 30 seconds of being in there last fall. But no, they have beers, liquors, and I think it's pretty reasonably priced. But I want to go there again when I can drink. It's,
we're going to have to go back and edit that show where you talked about Tony's Southside Pizza originally.
Oh, I was,
correct some of the mistakes
yes,
you made.
Yes, I was very flustered. I made a lot of mistakes that night.
Hey, I saw a picture of you on Facebook in your green sweater that you wore to OU.
I did, yes.
So what are you wearing for Thursday?
Same thing.
Same thing. Yeah, okay. Now is it washed, or you just, or is this one of those things like you just never wash it?
Oh,
like every St. Patrick's Day,
it's freshly laundered after everywhere. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And then I bet you fold pretty well.
I'm a good folder, Jeremy.
Yeah, you strike me as the kind of guy that would fold well.
Very neat.
Okay.
Yeah, good. All my clothes will be clean for Thursday, if that's your question.
I was wondering.
Okay.
That was what ultimately I was
You're
trying
dancing
to get
around
to.
It, Jeremy. Yep, so let's cut right to it.
You're right. Just come out and say it.
But yeah, are you green? I embrace the OU green on Saturday, and then I'll embrace it again on Thursday. So.
I guess that does kind of work for them, being so close to St. Patrick's Day, that the green can work both
it does.
Ways.
It does.
Nice. All right. Well, St. Patrick's Day is Thursday, and you know, for those that don't know, downtown Cleveland is the place to be on St. Patrick's Day. And it starts early. Now, this year, I am probably not going to start that early. I am actually going to go to work. Now, I work downtown.
I'm judging you by not saying anything. You see, I'm judging you.
I know. I see that. I see that in your eyes. Now, but my office is at East 6th and Euclid. So, and I can hear the street below. So, I'm going to try to go into work as early. Like, I'm going to go to work at like 4 in the morning. And then just try to work as much as I can until I'm lured out by the revelry below. So what time are you going down?
Let me ask you this. Our jobs are very different.
Right.
Clearly.
Right.
Do you have like a stack of paperwork you have to go through every day?
No.
Okay.
And my Thursday right now is looking very open.
Oh, good.
Like no meetings and stuff.
Yeah, no,
like
no scheduled things.
Yeah, yeah.
Good.
I have people that report to me that I can just hand off to them.
Actually, I talked to someone, I can't think of it, I was an HR person from Rosetta at the
OU
party. Yeah, I can't remember her name now, but she knew you. Of course, did you know Jeremy? What's he really like?
Oh, yeah.
At work. She spoke very highly of you.
Right.
I was hoping to have some dirt on you for the
some
show.
Some zingers?
Yeah.
Did you hand him one of our business cards? I hope not.
No, I did not. I want to keep your, Jeremy, I respect your professional career. I don't want to jeopardize it.
That's why we only have 5 listeners to the show.
Exactly.
It's because we want it that way. We want it to be private. We don't want to, you know, get it out there too much, so.
But I did see someone that was kind of funny. She mentioned your intern, but we'll talk about that off the. Do you have a couple of interns?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll talk about that later.
Okay.
But anyway, so what were they talking about?
Oh, you were talking about what time you get in downtown.
Oh, yes, of course. So last year, for the first time, me and we're the three of us who are the core of the group, my buddies Marty, Allen, and I, we are the core that are in early, go down, stay late. Now, we have a lot of people that come in and out throughout the day. Hopefully, you'll be one of those people.
I'll be one of those people. And you'll probably be wasted by the time I see you.
Well, yeah, that could happen. But I try to really balance it out and stay in this for the long haul. I'll tell you what, Jeremy.
Okay.
I just found out since our last show. This is breaking news.
Breaking
radio show with Jeff and Jeremy News. The Clarks, who you know I love, one of my favorite bands from Pittsburgh, are playing at Tower City. There's a battle of the bands afternoon of St. Patrick's Day. And the Clarks are the final performance, or after the Battle of the Bands, the Clarks are playing, I guess, around the staircase in Tower City.
Oh, wow.
Somewhere around Tower City, it's coordinated through the Hard Rock. So that's going to be now my end point of St. Patrick's Day. It's going to be in Tower City with the Clarks.
Wow.
So it really is a nice compact area. I'll just be between Warehouse, Tower City, and East 4th, Parade Route. I'll be in that whole area all day.
So it's going to be a Battle of the Bands inside Tower City?
Inside Tower City, or in Hard Rock? Something with Hard Rock in Tower City.
That's actually a good call because, on St. Patrick's Day, there's the vibe is a little bit different than you would have, you know, obviously on a normal like work day, and that would be a good venue because that's kind of like centrally located and people coming in and out, moving from kind of Gateway to Warehouse District,
and then you put on top of that, we'll talk about later, all the people in front of town from all the schools in the NCAA tournament. I know the games are Thursday, but Friday, excuse me, but Thursday, everyone's going to come into town associated with these games. You're going to have a lot of volume downtown.
You think so?
More than ever, I think, with the combination of all these events coming together.
Okay. Well, that's a good teaser, Jeff. Let's not get started talking to basketball too soon. So you're going to Pickwick and Frolic?
So back onto my day. So, yeah, last year we ended up in a cab at about 7 in the morning. We were down to Flannery's last year about 7:15. It was still dark out. I think I told you it was almost a spiritual experience when I'm going down the Innerbelt, you know, getting onto the Abbey, going on the highway, looking at Terminal Tower, lit up in green, still dark out.
Oh, nice.
Going to a bar to have a beer in the morning when it's dark out.
That's
good.
I mean,
it's such a rare thing. So going to do that again, going to be down to Flannery's for a quick Guinness, only because the cameras are there.
Right.
They want to catch all the drunks that are really up early, the serious drunks.
And you want to get your mug out there.
I want to get it on TV, Jeremy.
And you want to be radioshowonline.com.
Yep.
If you could say that in front of a TV camera.
I'm
going
to rip open my shirt. It's going to be painted on my chest.
I would be so proud.
It's going to be real small, though. There's so much to write. I'm worried they won't see it.
It'd be, they would just get like the middle part.
It'll be like, yeah.
Whatever that is.
That's what I'm hoping they'll see. So I'll be down there. Flannery's, Quick Guinness, Jeremy. Then where do I go? Pickwick and Frolic.
Now why Pickwick and Frolic? For the food.
Got to get a foundation of food, Jeremy. You've got to get some food in your system.
Yeah, you don't want to start off the day on an empty stomach.
Nope. So after the Guinness, we do...
Maybe it'll be a wrap with onion.
There better not be any onion near me St. Patrick's Day. I will make sure I order everything without onion. Even if there's no onion on the list, I will say no onion. I can't risk it on that day. We'll have a nice brunch down there. Lanigan and Malone broadcast there, which is fun. So you get to watch their show live down in that basement area.
Yeah.
And then we'll head over there to House of Blues, usually around 9 o'clock. We have a very tight schedule.
So all on East 4th right now. You're
morning
still
is very
4th.
East 4th centric.
Okay.
And then House of Blues, I put on our little sheet here, but there's two things going on.
It's called
on.
The Rundown.
I call it our sheet here.
Yeah.
There's a $12 Irish buffet, which you pointed out, starting at 11. We'll have eaten, so that doesn't apply to us.
Yeah.
What does apply to us, two acts I really enjoy. They're playing at 9 a.m. at the House of Blues. The Boys from County Hell play, which is a cover band for the Pogues, which you just heard.
Right, okay.
So they play all Pogues music in the Cambridge Room, which is that room on the off Euclid on the side there. And then in the main room, you remember Brian and Joe?
I do remember.
Out of off radio for a couple of years now, I think.
We should have them on this show.
They might actually
come on
now.
What are they doing now?
Yeah, we might actually be able to get them. But they are, I think one's like in real estate. They've kind of gotten out of the radio.
Yeah, and one was
like a sports.
Joe was on Good Company for a while. The Channel 3, the Channel 3 like 10 a.m. show
okay.
That's got Pretty Boy Cardamone and Andrea Becchio on it.
Was he a permanent, like was he a?
He was like a reporter. Is he on there now?
Still? I'm proud to say I've never seen that show.
Yeah, I mean, I see the promos and I hear rumors.
Yeah.
But
I'm proud to say I never heard rumors.
I mean, that sucks because it pretty much if you're in radio in Cleveland, there's like I've said before, there's pretty much two companies that own all the radio stations.
Yeah.
And if you're out and you want to stay in Cleveland, well.
And they bounced around before too. They went from MMS to, you know, they've sort of, I think their luck just kind of finally ran out. But it's a hell of a run to be here for almost 20 years on radio.
It is a hell of a run,
in this city. But they have this band called The Endorsements and they always played when they were on the air. It was always a great time. They'd broadcast live from House of Blues. Even though they're off the air, they've kept the tradition going. So the Endorsements play in the main room of the House of Blues from 9 to noon as well.
Gotcha.
So what I do and what our group does is we go back and forth between the Endorsements and Boys of County Hell. And it's a great morning. It really is. It's the best place to be in the morning, House of Blues. And then I've got a party. Some friends of mine, Lindsay and Katie, live on Huron between East 4th and East 9th.
Mm-hmm.
So they're having a party sort of all morning. So we're going to try and get there too at some point. So couldn't be more busy in the morning, Jeremy. And usually it peaks in the morning and gets a little worse as the day goes on, which is always kind of depressing.
Yeah. So what's the – so you're getting there at 7. And at what point – when does it end for you?
Never.
Are you working on Friday?
You know, I am just because this week I've had to take some time off for other things. So I originally wasn't going to, but now I am.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is that going to alter your behavior at all?
No. You know, I usually do try and I try and do it really the bottom heavy. Morning drinking.
Okay.
That's how I describe it. All right,
all right.
I try and drink a little bit more in the morning, then I sort of taper off throughout the day.
Yeah, yeah. Because usually if you drink a lot in the mornings – by then, you're making good decisions. Like,
Yes. Oh,
by noon, oh, maybe I shouldn't have this shot.
Yep. And I usually do investing decisions then, too.
I plan my will.
Yeah. I usually call my broker around 10 in the morning and say, here's what we got to do.
I just decide I should do a weekly podcast.
Yep.
So I make all the important decisions in my life. Okay, cool. So where else besides East 4th area? Are you during the warehouse district at all?
Well, that's usually – so at that point, we try and see part of the parade at least, you know, just to say, hey, we're down here. And literally, sometimes it's a matter of just watching the parade for 5 minutes.
Because you have to say you were there.
To say we saw the parade.
Yeah.
Because that's what it's all about.
144th annual parade is this year.
Wow.
144.
I would have pegged it like at 60.
It starts off at 1:04 p.m. And now I don't know if there's some significance to 1:04 p.m. St. Patrick is a Catholic thing. Do you know?
I'm not sure of that.
Was Mary born at 1:04?
Mary was conceived at 1:04.
Okay, okay. parade starts at 1:04 p.m. On Superior at East 18th, like over by CSU.
Yeah. People are used to the old Euclid route. That's been gone for a couple of years. I still think Euclid when I first think of the parade.
Right, right. So you want to think Superior.
I grew up with that.
Want to think Superior.
I want to think Euclid, but I have to think Superior.
Right. It's not superior. Starts at East 13th or East 18th, right around like CSU campus. Yes. And then it starts going more downtown. It goes down Superior to Public Square. Does some weird loop at Public Square. But yeah. Basically.
It's like the magic bullet.
Exactly.
That killed Kennedy.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Oh, I was thinking of the one that blends and makes juices and smoothies.
Oh, okay.
But two different things.
That's why this show works, Jeremy.
Right. So anyway, right down Superior. They had 200,000 spectators last year.
Wow, approximately.
So, yeah, I counted them. Each and every one. I went down. That was my job last year. Count all the spectators. So what do you think? You think this year, because of some of the basketball stuff, you think it's going to be bigger?
Jeremy. I didn't do it that time.
Yeah, you did.
Because of the weather. Jeremy, let's talk about the weather.
So what was the weather? What was the day and what was the weather last year?
Because it was 50s and it was nice. It was really nice. It was unseasonably warm. And this year looks to be the same. Looks to be low 50s, partly sunny.
After so many St. Patrick's Days of nice weather, doesn't unseasonably become seasonably?
I'm telling you, you appreciate it so much because you always being that Cleveland, having that Cleveland mentality. You expect sleet, freezing rain, despite even maybe 3 or 4 years in a row of nice days. I still expect middle of March, it's going to be horrible. So I tell you, I could have 30 nice St. Patrick's Days in a row. I would still appreciate everyone. That's just me.
Yeah. But people coming in from Florida, so if you're visiting Cleveland from Florida on St. Patrick's Day, which you should.
Yes.
Beautiful. But you're going to think it's freezing because it's going to be like in the upper 50s.
Yeah, but partly sunny. So if you combine the weather, the people in for the basketball games – in fact, it's on a Thursday. It's a little close to a weekend. I think you have some people taking a long weekend. Jeremy, I have a number I worked up over the week.
Okay.
Of my projected attendance.
A projected attendance, all right.
And, Jeremy, we're seeing a high of 57. I just upped my attendance 10,000 because of that weather forecast.
Okay.
I'm predicting 295,000 people.
295,000 people, Jeff is predicting.
That's almost a 50% increase from last year, Jeremy.
What day of the week was it last year?
I believe it was a Wednesday. There was no leap year. It was a Wednesday.
It was a Wednesday. Okay. So I'm going to agree that there's going to be an increase. There's 57. That's about the same as it was last year. There is a 40% chance of rain.
Yeah.
I'll give it to you, though, because of the crowd, because of the basketball thing. So if last year was 200, I'm going to say for this year, 225.
Okay.
225 is my call. I was looking for somewhere to write that down. So my call is 225,000. Yours is 290,000.
I'm 290, yeah.
So we're both saying increase from last year.
Yep.
So
I'm clearly very optimistic.
There you go.
I'm at glass half full.
Now they are saying that the parade itself, the people in the parade, is going to be smaller and more condensed. Because lots of times, if you've ever, I mean, like you say, you just kind of peek your head out, see, oh, there's the parade. Where's my beer?
Yes.
But if you're watching it for any extended period of time, you'll notice there's kind of a lot of crap in the parade. It's not like the Macy's Day, you know, parade in New York City. Not a lot of floats. It's not a very, you know, there's some things. There's horses, and the horses poop on Superior, and then other people step in it. And that's all good for a good laugh.
We all root for that.
Right. But, you know, besides that, there's not a lot. So they're saying that this year's going to be shorter. They're getting rid of some of the more boring, you know, just cars driving by, politicians you've never heard of.
Yeah. A lot of glad handing, Jeremy.
Right. Lots of glad handing. So I guess it's going to be more entertaining, more condensed and more entertaining this year. But, yeah, so – basketball. What's going on with basketball this weekend?
Okay, Jeremy, we've got the games Friday and Sunday in Cleveland.
This is college basketball.
College basketball in Cleveland. And we actually, ironically and luckily, have Ohio State playing in Cleveland, which is going to be great. Because really, I always call Cleveland, at least privately between you and I, Columbus North when it comes to Ohio State. Because everyone here acts like we're just an extension of Ohio State.
Right.
And in some ways we are. But everyone's going to come up here from Columbus, plus all the Ohio State fans here. And the Buckeyes are ranked number 1 overall in the country, you realize. So this is huge. We have the number 1 team in the country in 2 hours from their home playing their first 2 rounds. You know, huge opportunity to go watch some great basketball.
So if you're an OSU fan and you're in Columbus and you're a fan of OSU basketball, you're coming to Cleveland.
You're driving the 2 hours, 15 minutes up to Cleveland. You have to be here.
Yeah.
So the first game in Cleveland is George Mason versus Villanova. That's Friday at 2:10. It kicks off the first game. So there's a series of games in a row. The second game is at 7:27. That's Xavier versus Marquette. And then the third game is time to be determined. Teams to be determined. So I should have done more research on that.
Well, time to be determined. Game to be determined.
Apparently, I
could be a badminton game, which might break out.
Didn't quite pick on the right site there. So I'll let you talk about something, Jeremy, while I do a little more research on this.
All right. Also on St. Patrick's Day,
how is Jen's dog doing?
I like to think of it as our dog.
Oh, I'm sorry.
On Thursday, over at right down the street, we were talking about the parade not being on Euclid, but something that is on Euclid, right near East 18th, right near where the parade kicks off, Playhouse Square. They're going to have two fake funerals at Playhouse Square. So they're doing at Kennedy's, which is in the basement of Playhouse Square. They're doing Flanagan's Wake, which has been staged here 600 times since 1996. The mourners dictate the plot. So it's like kind of like an improvisational thing.
Okay.
Really good time. $20 for tickets. Flanagan's Wake at Playhouse Square on St. Patrick's Day. There's also Finnegan's Farewell, which is a little more of a late entry into the Irish biz. It's in the banquet hall of the Huntington Bank Building. Have you been in the Huntington Bank Building before?
No.
Right at East 9th and Euclid. I hear it's like amazing. It's one of those, it's a multi-story lobby. I hear it's just a really beautiful beautiful spot in there. And that's a little bit more pricey. So for $60, you get dinner. So if you're the type of person who's going out and drinking all day, that's probably not going to be your thing. Although Flanagan's Wake might be. That's more of the more rowdy, youngerish crowd.
That's wrong.
But if you're a little more hoity-toity that night, $60, you get dinner. You can go to Finnegan's Farewell at the Huntington Bank Building. And now more sports with Jeff.
Thanks, Jeremy. Back with sports, we were able to clarify the times. Friday, March 18th. The first game is at 2:10. That's George Mason versus Villanova. And then game two starts 30 minutes after the conclusion of that game, and that's the Ohio State versus Texas San Antonio, the 1 versus 16 seed.
Gotcha.
So in my estimation, it would probably be about a 5 o'clock, 5:30 start time on Friday for Ohio State. That'll be the big game in Cleveland on Friday.
So how big is this game or this series of games compared to? I mean, where does this rank in the tournament? Where is this? How big is this? How big of a deal is this?
I mean, it's huge. I mean, you expect Ohio State to win the first two games, which takes them into the Sweet 16. But yeah, you expect them to win these first two games. I don't want to say it's automatic, but they should relatively roll with these through these first two games. So it'd be a huge upset for them to lose. Their real test will be the next round, which would be another city, another weekend. But then the Cleveland weekend, it's the first two games, the first two rounds. Ohio State, they're important, but they're really heavily favored in both games.
Gotcha.
So expected to win. And then after that, 7:27 is Xavier Marquette Friday night. And then 30 minutes after that game, it's Syracuse, Indiana State. Those are the four games Friday. And then the winners of those games face off on Sunday, though.
Gary Waters in the chat room, radioshowonline.com/chat.
They lost.
Says we were robbed.
Oh, no.
What does that mean?
That means they lost.
Is that a sports update? Is that a live sports update?
They're playing the NIT tonight, and that means that they lost.
Who's they?
Cleveland State.
Oh, damn it.
The NIT is basically the consolation tournament, people that didn't make the big tournament.
And so we lost even the consolation.
I gotta go.
And that's the end of the show, folks.
This team, let's play a game. Let's play a game called How Many Ways Can Cleveland State Tear Jeff's Heart in Half?
Wow.
They've done it.
Like an onion.
They rip it like an onion. It tastes like onion right now.
Oh, geez.
Hearing them lose makes me I taste onion.
Well, let's get on to something happier. So, Gilbert Gottfried, known as the voice of the Aflac duck. Aflac. That's Gilbert Gottfried, the comedian.
He always makes jokes like this, and he talks, when he does his stand-up, he has like a squishy face, and he talks like this a lot. I'm Gilbert Gottfried.
That's my Gilbert Gottfried impression. So there was recently a major disaster, a tsunami in Japan.
People have written about us, but Jerry, we've received some emails asking us to weigh in on this. We probably should.
Okay. I think tsunami is a bad thing. Is that what the question? What are the questions?
Cleveland State's up. I'm very confused, Jeremy. You go ahead.
Is the chat room giving us false information?
Jeremy, I don't know.
Damn it, Gary.
I don't know what's real and what's not real right now, Jeremy.
Go to radioshowonline.com/chatroom. Tell Gary he doesn't know what the hell he's talking about.
Someone's trying to get me upset, Jeremy, for no reason.
Don't do this to Jeff live on the air. You're getting text messages. They're trying to throw you off your game. Yeah. It's probably a competing podcast.
I think I just roofied this Gatorade, too.
What other Cleveland podcasts are on at this hour that might be trying to...
There's a radio show with Nick and Phil.
Exactly. The Akron podcast. Yeah. Bastards. All right. So Gilbert Gottfried thought that this natural disaster would be a good time to send out some funny tweets.
Some new material.
And this might be the time that you would say, like, too soon. That some of these jokes were too soon. But being the news-based podcast that we are, we're going to read...
Final. 63-60, Cleveland State wins. Go ahead.
What was wrong? I'm kind of curious what Gary, why he was talking smack.
Gary should have been coaching and not writing our chat room, is my theory.
Go ahead. Probably turned. He probably threw in the towel too early. Fair weather fan Gary. All right. Anyway, so Gilbert Gottfried. So he posted some tweets. Affleck got upset with him for posting these tweets. And they said, because of this, we are firing you as the voice of the Affleck Duck. Which means there's an opening for the voice of the Affleck Duck. I'm kind of curious as to who's going to voice this next and how that's all going to play out. Of course, Gilbert Gottfried took these off his Twitter page. And he's now come out and made the apology. So why is everyone so upset? Well, from his iPhone, here are some of the jokes that he was tweeting. He's on Twitter at twitter.com/realgilbert. I just split up with... I should do these like Gilbert's voice, since I do such a great Gilbert Gottfried impression. I just split up with my girlfriend, but like the Japanese say, there'll be another one floating by any minute now.
Oh, man.
Number two. My Japanese doctor advised me to stay healthy. I need 50 million gallons of water a day. Number three. I was talking to my Japanese real estate agent. I said, is there a school bus in this area? She said, not now, but just wait. What do Japanese Jews like to eat? Hebrew National Tsunami.
Okay. There's many more of these. But now I can understand from Affleck's standpoint
right.
why that might be considered a little offensive.
Right. There'll be a link on our website. probably too soon. So the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony happened.
How do you transition that? There's no way.
Okay. You just throw in the towel.
I just wanted to see what you would do.
If anything happens, you just say, well, we're not professionals and the show is free.
And all we basically do is read Cleveland.com.
That's right. Well, that's fine. I mean, you know, people don't have time to read anymore. They need somebody else to read things for them. We can do them in funny voices. They do the induction ceremony in New York. Now, they do it in Cleveland every 3 years. But the other 2 years where they're not doing it, they do it in New York City. So some of the people that have been nominated, Tom Waits, Dr. John, Alice Cooper. It was the 26th annual induction ceremony at the Waldorf Astoria's Hotel's Grand Ballroom. Neil Diamond and Darlene Love were also among the honorees.
I think it should be in Cleveland every year. That does bother me. I know they're trying to phase Cleveland a little more, but I'd love to see it here every year.
Yeah. I mean, and a lot of these people, I don't think that they all, because people might say, well, you want, you know, the musicians, they want to travel. But I don't think all the musicians that are getting nominated live in New York.
Right. Like
they're traveling anyway.
Right.
So hotel room in Cleveland's cheaper.
Yep.
You know, whatever. We got the venues for
less
it.
The airport's less crowded.
That's right.
If you fly into Burke, you literally almost fly into the freaking Rock Hall. You couldn't be any closer.
That's true.
You could fly in, fly out that night.
If you're a superstar, you're taking a private jet.
Yeah, you come right into Burke.
Yeah. And then, you know, they should come in for St. Patrick's Day. They should have combined all those together. Alice Cooper. He used to have Cooperstown, which was his restaurant right near what is now Progressive
Field. That was so bizarre, that place. I forgot about that. Wasn't it just kind of a – like I actually enjoyed it there. I really did. The TVs were great. The atmosphere was great. It seems so bizarre that he picked that spot to put that in. It didn't last 2 years, 3 years?
It opened right around the time that Jacobs Field opened. So, and the Indians were good. And it was
there was that jambalaya, that Cajun place, remember, for a while in that spot?
Yeah.
Redfish?
Redfish. That was before Cooperstown?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Cooperstown came in. That place, to me, is kind of cursed. Yeah. Restaurants are there, but this last place is just sort of a generic
local
bar.
Heroes.
Yeah. And it's just, maybe that's what you need. I think it's just a generic thing. They get a lot of baseball fans, probably a little overhead. But Cooperstown, I did kind of like. I just didn't go there enough. And obviously,
yeah,
other people didn't either.
Oh, well.
That's a regret.
Moving on. That's about it. We're wrapping up. Jeff, do we have any emails?
Oh, boy. No emails. No real emails. No fake emails.
Okay.
Like the empty email box is empty. But, Jeremy, just can't say enough about Thursday. I do want to, again, stress the Clarks playing at Tower City. It's a great way to wrap up your St. Patrick's Day. If you want to listen to some great live music, come down to Tower City and support downtown. Support downtown businesses. It's a huge day for the bars. The cab drivers, I've been on several taking cabs. I always ask them, what's your busiest day? It's St. Patrick's Day, not New Year's Eve, but I sometimes think New Year's Eve might be a busy day. This is the day where a lot of money comes into the city of Cleveland for a lot of different businesses. So,
yeah, if you never come to downtown Cleveland for St. Patrick's Day, come down. Go to, like, I mean, even if you don't know where you're going, like, go to East 4th.
Yeah, I
kind of wander with the
people
crowd.
People celebrate, like, in Strongsville and Westlake. Come downtown.
We have to unite.
Yes, for one day, and it's going to be such a great day with all the people in town for the tournament. But I'm excited to spend money downtown, Jeremy. I plan on spending a good amount of money. And it's going to be a great day. And I'm looking forward to spending it with you, at least partially.
Yes, I plan on mooching a beer off you, so I look forward to you spending some of that downtown money on me.
Yep, you will be the driver. Even though I get you a Conway Cellar show every time you're over here,
right?
I will buy you one more beer.
This is like my payment for coming over
yeah,
here and setting up and, you know, to writing the blog.
Well, dude, I mean, I'm going to stock up on those just so you know, because that comes out of stock pretty soon. They switch that around, so I will be buying several different 12-packs of that.
Nice. All right, well, radio show with Jeff and Jeremy can be heard every week, usually... Monday night to 7:30.
We're going to get back to normal. It's been a little chaotic for me, but we'll be getting back to a more normal schedule.
So Monday nights at 7:30 Eastern. Of course, if you can't listen live, which most people can't, except for...
We just should give a shout-out. By the way, Gary Waters, Redfish.
Well, except for Gary, who's in the chat room spreading false information. Gary, Philip, everyone else in the chat room. But yeah, you can always check out our old episodes. Most people can't listen live. Check out radioshowonline.com. You can go all the way back. Jeff, you can listen to episode 1 that we did back in August.
I recommend listening to the episode with the Christmas house. I went out with the kid from the Christmas house. That's one of my favorites.
Episode 3.
Yes, episode 3. Listen to that, everyone.
Okay.
Please do it before our next broadcast.
There'll be a quiz. For Radio Show Online, or no, what's our show?
Well, for radioshowonline.com, but for Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy,
right.
This is...
I'm Jeremy.
And this is Jeff.
All right. Have a good time.
See ya.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.